Beginn kein Daf mit sagt es ihr warm ist dafür bei so gehen wir nach beginnt das Master beginnt mit dem mir mit Kabachem mit zu wie sei Kabach immer mag mit zwar this case of Marzeri Jose Mechanisis regarding this Halacha Aviv which Tosa says bim Tema Tosa has to take a second look and says wait a second Tifshin Pei come to say to work end results from the beginning of site that Beis Menaf Tiktani, where the Mishnah teaches regarding the woman that was Nistara, became bigger than her husband died, that she's going to be Chaletz V'loi Misya Bemes. Now, why is that? Mufash B'gemar, I'm explaining it from Kabochemer. And B'mutala, Osala, Lakashikan. So you see that you say this halacha of the Kabochemer, even B'mokim Mitzvah. There's some interesting what you can say is no, because they call some time Achrina. They have this other reason, the Mufash B'gemar explains over there. So it's not simply for that Svar. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to prove it. From there in Masech Desaita. But if it's just purely from that Kabochema, that we didn't resolve if you'll say that B'mokim Mitzvah or not. Next is Master B'gimel Tikmat Tzaras and Nami Lo'ob the B'meisa. Regarding the Tzara also, Meisa doesn't know. So what's the difference between her and the brothers and the Tzara and the oven? Which says, Tim, it's a wonder. And he delivered the B'meisa, you're right, that the oven didn't do mice and the Tzara, but Kamakim is still giving them a man as a Surah, since he didn't do a man as a Surah to the oven. Have a Tzara, a Tzara, a Tzara. So the Tzara is like a Tzara of Erva, essentially. And Behechem and Damalala Ma'enis to Shalach, and how could you compare it to, because the Ma'enis removed the Zika, so it's Eish Tzach, Shalabim Mokam Mitzvah. So how could you compare it to Ma'enis that permitted to the brothers because nothing was done? That's very different than the Tzara, right? The Tzara didn't do anything, but she's a Tzara's Erva. And Tzara does not answer that question. Next time at the beginning of my love, rather we're talking about that she did mean in the oven. But Tani, and we're saying that Tzarezim Mataris, that we see that the Tzara of Ma'enis is permitted, and that's what our mission is talking about. That the Kulan, if they all did mean, because we say case of Grusha, obviously the mean is different cases. To mean the oven, and still we see that the Tzara of Ma'enis is Mataris. Now, Tosa explains. Now, how could that be, if she didn't do miyun by the baal, by the yavam? So the reason is shamiyun ekelin soin kamoi, because the miyun uproots the original marriage, and therefore, she would never a tzara of the erva. Tosa says, "Tame, it's a wonder because lamaid is sagadai and hashda." According to what the Gemara assumes right now, that if she does this erva does miyun, even lachemisa, the tzara is going to be permitted in tikshula seifa. Then the seifish is difficult because the Tani, the Mishnah reads at the end that regarding all these arayas, that if kol she choyla mine below me enough, she could do mean and she doesn't do mean. So tzachas vachalatz b'mzi v'mas then tzachah snuchalitza and not even. Question is b'misa now if it's redak and sirkama if it upwards the original marriage to mine has a letter do mean right now. Like we're saying even by the yibum, but the same tzachas and the tzachah could do yibum. Dachy parchal the command. That's actually what the Gemara asks later on. So why isn't that difficult? Why is Chaletz Mamzi Bemes? Why can't the Erva do Miyun and then permit the Tzara even for Yibim? Yishamit says what you could say is, because Lamai Tzagadai Techashta, according to what the Gemara assumes right now, what's the name you could say? That, no, the Masnitin, that the Mishnah is talking about, but the Lesi Kamoncha Tamayim, where the Erva's not here to do Miyun, or she's already now a Gedoyla. So you cannot do you cannot do, but you could have, and therefore we're saying Chaletz Mamzi Bemes. Well, come to Prochelus, and the question is, wait a second, the Gemara that later on asks it as a question, what do you mean, what's the question? It's the question, the boy, look, because you want to explain the Mishnah, Afili Gitana, Lisa, come on, even though, no, she's not a Gitana, she's a Gitana, and she is here. And therefore we're saying, so why can't she do mean right now? To begin with the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about Lamutit Tzara Salnes, when we say, that this is the case, Zuhi, that we're excluding Mutitzor's illness, that the Tzarama illness, that the Sharia that would be permitted, that would not be a case of a Tzara, that would be us. Taisus, when Tevet has taken a second look, he says, why would be Medaig that Zuhi is excluding Tzara's illness? Amayla Parach Manila El, why didn't the Gemara ask from this Duke earlier, Lamanta Asa Tzara's Marzigur Shasa, regarding a different case? There was an opinion that said that that's forbidden. Believe me, why didn't they say to him, my love, why are we saying, asking specifically on Tos Alnis? He holds us and saying, oh, this is the one that's Mutti. Why can't we say that on Tos Magzigur Shasi? This is what he says, no, the Lamashma, the Mutti, Mizuhi, Elke Yitzabah. So he, when we're talking about a case of Eishes Shnei Meisim, we're saying the Tzara, we're saying that what's a case that's going to be Aser, and we're saying that, oh, then we're coming to exclude such a case that's similar, that's going to be Mutter. The island is Dami Le'Eishes Shnei Meisim. The case of island is similar to that of a woman who's married to the two brothers, the Zuba Zuba Tzara Balein, where they're both not permitted to their husbands, only forbidden to the Yavam. And therefore it's similar. Magzikul Shas also even to her husband, so you can't compare to Eishes Shnei Meisim, but that's not the case that we're going to exclude. Next text, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Tani Shahayu. So you're right, it's not Shenimtzu Alnus, it's Shahayu Alnus. Even if he knew about it, it's still going to be the case of Mutaras. Now, the time if you're going to say, Lorava, the Shahitzaras Beit Alnus of Elegaba, which the Mandama that we're explaining it, that even the Tzara of the daughter, but as long as she's an Alnus, even if he knew about it before, it's not an idea of Mekach Tois, a mistaken acquisition. Rather, it's because of a special exclusion of the Alnus, which is not in the whole parasha of Yibam Divrei, does not create a Tzara of the Ervam. So then the question is, Machidish Ulashanis Bate Sefta. So what's the Chidish that the Tesefta is saying, Bukulon, regarding all the Raish Nimtu Alnus, if they find out that they're an Alnus? Again, you're saying it's Shahoyu, not Shanimtu. Okay, so you're saying, when they find out that the husband is alive, whether it's after he's dead, the Tzara is going to be permitted for Yibam. Now, the question is, Bishlam Ravasa, when Sankar Ravasa holds that Alnus is ever would exempt the Tzara? Says the Rashmi, we have to say that Bechai Baal, that if we find it to be in our husband's lifetime, then the Tzara is going to be permitted, because the second you would have thought, Zehil Bechai Nimsa Alnus, since when he was alive, she was found to be an Alnus. The Makidla, maybe when he was still alive, he's like, you know what, okay, I'm okay with her being an Alnus. And therefore, it turns out it's not a Mekach Tois. So it was his wife. And then the would-be tzorzans. That's just saying that no, that we don't assume that. And we say it's a mekach tois and tzorz can be permitted. Because the rabbi that says it doesn't make a difference. All the cases, even if it's not a mekach tois, would be permitted. So what's the chiddush in saying that bein lechai ba'al, bein lechai lacham isis, a chetzim of tzorz? That's what you could say is, yeah, that the chiddush is, because the sogat aitach, you would have thought, lemesra, that she would be forbidden, because she nimtzis, that when you actually find her out to be an Alnus, achar misa, after his death. Why? From the Rishas Nefila, niches ketzachas bita, which we have these types of ideas, the Gemara says, that at the time of the Nefila, she then looks like tzachas bita, because, again, before he died, no one knew that she's an Alnus. So it looks like tzachas bita. It also, like we said before, tzachas bita menes. And therefore, that's the chiddush to say that, no, if ultimately we find her to be an Alnus, even lach misasim, it's not going to be tzachas bita. Then says them and they can say, what is the difference? Why by menace do we say it's a problem? Because Niris and Hibalis are not saying that. So says for someone to say, yeah, the Hosa Mikhsar Mian, because there by menace you're lacking an act of which is what precludes it from the halacha of Yibam, which is the Mian. So it looks like the Tsara Sarva. Hochle Mikhsar Midi, you're not missing anything when she's in Alnus. She's naturally like that, and that's something that's automatic. Or Inami, another difference you could say is Menes in Lakal, but Menes, it's not so well known that she did Mion. Bashas Mion, Nils Kitzaras Bita, it's a different time. It looks like that she's a Tzara of the Bita. I will honestly say, Lakal, everyone knows about it. But you do a Shalai Tzara's Bita, and if it was known that it was not Tzara's Bita, but we don't say the halacha, the Svara of Nils. Menes is different, then we can say, My Parachach, let open the Tzara Nimtsu. So what's the, you're telling me that the Chiddush is that Nimtsis of Lacha Misa. So then, what's the Gemara asking? So what do you mean? We don't have to say Shahayu, which is what the different Maskel test is going on. You could say, to the contrary, we want to say Nimtzu, the Chiddush that we just said, that even though Slacha Misa is no problem about Neres. You could say, yeah, but the Behikah Be'ikah Devus Tfei. If you knew about it from before, and that's even the bigger Chiddush to say, and still it'll have the halacha of not having the Tzara's Erva. That's why the Gemara does answer, say, no, you should amend it, not to Nimtu, but rather to Rishayim. That's why the Gemara did ask it as a question.